Unleashed. We are live right now across the world, it's fair to say, because we've got Shona in Melbourne. We've got Bex
in freezing Melbourne.
Freezing cold. I can't believe how cold it is there. You're sitting on a heater pretty much.
Yeah.
We've got Bex who's in Barrie, which is near Sydney in Australia. Hey,
no,
Bex.
I'm in Vincentia. Even further, I'm down south in Vincentia.
You moved, didn't you? Yeah. Everyone's moving.
Yeah, Huskers now. Yeah. Near the beach.
I miss saying Barrie. There's so many great puns with it. Barrie, nice to meet you. You're very good looking.
Oh, I've heard them all. It's very nice to visit.
I love puns. My name is Maud Garrett. I am Chief Bum of Geek Bum. I forgot to put lipstick on and feel naked all of a sudden. But the guest that we have on for this week's Geeks Unleashed is a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Michelle Boyd. You may know her from various promiscuous appearances on The Guild. She's currently starring in Geek Cred, which is all over the U of Tubes. Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Promiscuous already and not even 2 minutes into this. Awesome.
I saw those makeout scenes. That was weird. It was like walking in on my sister.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was fun. There were a lot of breath mints on set that day.
It was kind of like that. Are you going to come up there, maybe?
Okay, no. Cool.
So what we're going to do, we're going to kick things off with random question time. This is how this works. We're going to, each one of us, so Shona, Bex and I, they don't know this yet. I'm telling them this for the first time as well. We're going to go around and ask you the very first question that comes into our head for you to answer the very first thing that pops into your mind. I'll kick things off. Are you ready?
Puppies.
Oh, great.
That was the first question, right?
I guess so.
It's always puppies.
I will take another one. Out of all the LA trends that we see, what's the one that you love the most?
The LA trends that I see I thought you were going to ask the one that I hate the most, and I was all set to answer duck face. I don't know if you count this as a trend, but I guess that I can wear shorts in February. No, not juicing. Juice is not a food. I feel retarded every time I use that as a meal substitute. It's not okay.
It has spinach, kale, pineapple, banana, mango, and H2O. And for lunch, I had one that had coconut meat in it.
That does sound delicious.
Coconut food.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Meat. So it was chewy. So it was chewy juice.
It was like hearty. But it's like, you know, all the vegans started crying again. But there's meat in it. But it's coconut. But still, I don't eat meat. All right, cool. Shorts in February. That is a good one. Hey, Shona, you're up. Question time.
Okay, so what is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession. My most prized possession is the Valar Doharis, the coin that I got from a friend who had gotten it from George R. R. Martin before the show started.
Wow,
the actual coin.
Cool.
Yeah, from like the Iron Bank. I love that thing.
Yeah, Maud was telling us that you have a lot of cool things like maps of Westeros on your walls and all these amazing bookshelves. Yeah.
I need to update it, actually, because the map that I have only shows a little bit of Essos and it doesn't go all the way out to Karth. So it needs I was thinking now that I'm moving, I get to update that.
Yay! Yeah.
Bex, your question?
Mine's a really hard question. What's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Raphael! He has the coolest toy!
Oh, really?
Yes. Raphael, for sure. He's such a snarky badass.
Yeah, he's such a good attitude, isn't he?
Look at his eyes.
And also to finish things off, just to get us in the geeky mood, we do something called POWR, which is P-W-R. It stands for Playing, Watching, and Reading. Yes. So, Michelle Boyd, currently, as it stands, what are you playing, watching, and reading for POWR?
Okay, playing... I have always been a huge fan of Mass Effect 2 and 3, but I've never actually played 1, so I finally went back and played through all of 1, and I'm thinking about playing through it a second time just to make sure to get all the achievements, because I am an achievement 4. So, and then let's see, watching, Game of Thrones is over. So
I know. What are we gonna do now? We
got True Blood. I keep up on True Blood like 4 years ago. I don't get back into it.
No. Yeah, so I think it just really jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Oh, they jumped.
I heard she was a fairy of two seasons back.
Yeah, she's a fairy.
That's when I stopped. That's when I stopped watching.
That's when I felt good about stopping watching.
Yeah.
So.
What about Blackie?
So right now I'm watching, actually binge watching old seasons of Veronica Mars because I miss that tiny blonde.
I've never seen any of that.
What? Oh,
I know.
I realized that it was for free on Amazon Prime, and I haven't looked back.
Right.
It's definitely worth watching. Let's see. And then reading. I should have brought the books out. I knew you were going to ask this question. I'm reading Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And it's entertaining. And I'm reading this kind of cyberpunk book called Nexus. It's a little, if you've read The Circle by Dave Eggers, it's sort of the other side of it. It's a lot of kind of technology being in your brain about basically being able to think and connect with other human brains as a network. It's a little scary. Well, the Nexus one is a little bit scary because it's more of a novel, but if you read The Circle from Dave Eggers, it's a novel, but it's absolutely what is happening. It's a company very much like if Google bought Facebook and if the two had merged, and it's called The Circle in the book. And it goes into, from the viewpoint of this girl who gets hired, who is not huge into technology, but kind of how the technology takes over her life and how they encourage it. Things like they actually castigate her for going and having an experience paddleboarding and not filming it and taking photos of it and posting it all online and sending it to friends and letting people comment on it. So she's made to feel guilty for not sharing all of her life online. And it just kind of keeps going and going and going from there. Yeah, it gets really terrifying at the end. It makes you want to delete every online social profile you've ever had.
Is this supposed to be like a wake-up call for us who are like addicted to our phones that remain here all the time?
I think so. I think a little bit. It's a little bit of a privacy kind of wake-up call, as in, you know, just be very careful about what kind of data you feel you are freely able to give up and what you should be okay with people watching and everything of every day. And it's also kind of to make you feel better about not necessarily documenting every single experience of your life. You know, you should be feeling okay with just going out and experiencing it on your own, and you don't have to feel guilty about that.
Yeah, that was a video that's been... There's a video that's been going around Facebook this week, which is actually saying don't take everything that people post online so seriously because people are usually embellishing it.
The guy who's sort of changing around everything that's happened in his life to put a positive spin on it. I've seen that. That's actually really depressing, but completely realistic.
Yeah.
So let's continue the next hour for sharing our
lives. Sorry, I feel like I should have been
It is going to live on the internet forever, and we are all here joined by the red record button because this is live, and that's just the first part of power. So I guess I'll go next. What am I playing, watching, reading? Thanks for asking. Let me share. Let me divulge. I am playing BioShock Infinite. I can't believe it's taken me so long. I've owned this game. I've owned it, and I've sat there watching it in my little bookcase. I finally put it in, and I love it, guys. I'm going to try and go out tonight with you, Michelle, but you know what I would love to be doing all weekend. But I must be social and share my life and make sure that there's good photos for me to post out there so that my life looks like an
adventure. I know you'll really want to be on a grappling hook, on a line. It's okay. I understand.
It's such a beautiful game, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
But it's so haunting. There's like an amazing juxtaposition between the pastels and that gorgeous ye olde time, you know, with the the audiographs and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, 5 seconds later, I've just pressed Y and I'm hacking this guy's head off with a blunt instrument. It's amazing. Watching, I'm
Friday
really...
Night.
That is my Friday night. I like to hack heads off with blunt. There's a euphemism in there somewhere, I'm sure of it. Watching, you can blame Taz for this, at Taz Pants. Give her a tweet if you are the same and you're obsessed with Orphan Black, because she's the poster girl for this TV series, and I am season one through, and I love it. And I'm going for season two. It gets me to the gym. And I am reading, I'm going back to Game of Thrones, because every time I watch fucking Game of Thrones, Michelle is there going, oh, but that's...
She was so excited she broke the hangout.
Yeah.
That's her. And I'm so sick of halfway through book three. Have I paused?
Y'all? Did you see there was a video someone tweeted us? I think it was Alicia or Taz that tweeted us about, like, this is basically... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there was a little bit of, I think, technical difficulties, a bit of lag from your end.
The lag.
Yeah. Okay, I can go next. Anyway, can you believe I've been really busy this week and I haven't had time to really play or watch anything? Last week I was playing Mario Kart 8 and Super Mario Galaxy, but this week all I've been watching is MasterChef Australia, which I usually watch while I'm making or eating dinner. But I've had time to read, and I've been reading a book called Revelation by C.J. Sansom. It's part of a historical murder mystery, a historical fiction murder mystery series set in the time of King Henry VIII. So when I'm not reading sci-fi and fantasy, I love a good thriller or mystery. So this series is really addictive. This is the fourth book, and I think there's one more after this.
Cool.
Beck, awesome. You're up. I'm not sure about but let's go for it.
Okay, so I'm playing this week. This will probably take me maybe a couple of weeks, but I'm playing The Simpson House. I'm building that. I'm watching Labyrinth because it's their 28th birthday. Dance, baby, dance.
Yay, happy birthday. Yay.
And I'm reading Harry Potter. The Babe with the Power.
What power?
What power?
Voodoo. Voodoo.
Voodoo.
Yeah, and I'm reading Harry Potter.
The ultimate
again.
Lag test.
Which one are you on? Which Harry Potter are you on?
I'm so
which
just been
in Harry Potter.
And, I'm on the Chamber of Secrets. I've read them all before, but I've just been in London, and I wanted to read them again when I got.
Did you visit any Harry Potter sets or locations?
Yeah, I went to the studio tour, which was amazing, like at Warner Brothers, where they filmed the Warner Brothers studio tour where they filmed everything and everything set up. And I just turned my cupboard under the stairs at home into a book nook, but it's Harry Potter themed. So that DIY video is coming. It's coming. The video is coming. I just finished it off this morning. So I've been busy. Yeah.
Book nook. What's
love
a
it.
Book nook?
Trying to see. I think mine's still lagging. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, it's like a bookshelf and a little seat and, you know, like a seating area and little bookshelves and stuff. I don't know. I guess that's what you call it, a book nook, like a little book area, reading and library.
That's really sweet. I think I'm a few seconds behind and I do
apologize
for that.
And it's Dobby's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dobby. Dobby creeped me out. I'm going to lose friends saying that.
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
he's my favorite.
He's your
favorite.
No, I have to love Dobby. I'm still upset that they didn't have Peeves. I will forever be unhappy that they did not have Peeves.
My Dobby problem
comes
from
the Poltergeist.
Yeah.
He was way more entertaining than Dobby.
Yeah. Oh well.
I love Dobby.
Dobby in the descriptions of the books looked a particular way, and then when they showed Dobby, it was everything that I didn't think it was. So I think I was kind of disappointed in myself and disappointed with the movie that we weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
You know? Because it was a mythical creature, so there's a lot of leeway there. I mean, I got over the Weasley twin
top being shorter than Dobby. Of him in the book, though, so you would think. I don't know. I didn't think it was that different from the book.
I just like his little heart. Like, I just think he's just a really kind and...
I read the secret adult version version that made it look like a... Oh, this lag is... This lag is shit. Mm. But let's move on to the next thing. Michelle, when you hear this, if you do hear this, okay. Move on to Geek Cred. Yeah. So I'm going to smash a few questions out so you can get into it. Let's talk about how Geek Cred came about. Tell us about your character. How was it all filmed? Where was it all filmed? Go for it.
Okay. Geek Cred. It is a kind of ensemble office comedy that takes place in a comic book store. There's my character, Callie, who's sort of the straight man character to Wes Robertson's Ben character, who's the quintessential comic book fan, very angry and very specific about every little thing in comic book history. And we have arguments throughout the entire series. And then there's kind of the neurotic, not really sure what he's doing, store manager Spencer, who is played by the show's creator and director, Daniel Beals. And there is also Jerome, played by Damien Poitier, who is amazing. And he's kind of the regular customer that always comes in and is a little angry when he doesn't get what he wants, but also, you know, just a good character all around. And then we haven't seen the other co-producer of the show yet, Nila Yamamoto, but she gets introduced a little ways into the series. She's going to be kind of the new employee there at the store. So she's there to kind of bring another girl's perspective into the comic store that doesn't necessarily know anything about comics, but, you know. Let's see. And then it was filmed over 6 nights, which I don't recommend anyone. We filmed in an actual comic store, and so, of course, they were... That's my cat. They were nice enough to let us film. We had to film at night. And so our shoot date started around, like, 8 o'clock at night, and we would go until just after sunup, because there were a few shots we needed to do in daylight. There was a lot of Red Bull Red being consumed on set by me. And as soon as the show wrapped, I got sick for about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, no.
Because you can't, you're not able to do it. Your body kind of, it's like when you get sick after finals. You just, your body can only take so much stress. But it was great.
You lost your
voice. We had an amazing crew. Let's see, the first, sorry?
You lost your voice. Wait,
uh-oh.
30
Somebody
seconds.
Somebody
and you'll hear that.
I can't hear anything.
Wait,
no!
It'll come soon.
I should just sit here and mouth like I'm talking just to freak everyone out.
Right.
Can you hear me now? Are we back in a Verizon commercial?
I can hear you, but I am delayed for some reason.
Can everyone except Maud hear me? Because I don't trust her right now.
Yeah. So I think Maud was trying to say that you lost your voice when you were sick.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant now. Wow. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, I did. I lost it for close to a week, which was interesting. So, but
you had sexy voice.
Oh God, I did. I had like sexy, raspy, weird voice. There was a couple. There were a couple people who were sad when I got my real voice back, which I chose not to take as an insult. But let's see. What else?
An insult to sexy voice.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, but I cannot because I have my voice still.
Wow, I can't do sexy voice. Nope, this is just my regular annoying voice. Sorry.
How did the show come off the ground? So how did it all start? Did you have to audition or were you approached for this one?
I was approached for this one. Dan and I worked together on the first Thor movie. I came on to do body doubling for Jamie Alexander, who played Sif.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look exactly like her.
Yeah, you could have done it.
Yay!
Yeah, you should have just done it.
That would have been amazing. That would have been fantastic. I would have settled for her guest starring appearance on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. We got introduced on that movie, and then he knew me from the Guild and kind of from Team Unicorn, and then when the show came about, he approached me. I guess he had written Callie kind of with me in mind. And I don't know if you've seen the first episode, but the moment where Ben, Wes Robertson, saves me from having to flash the crowd as a... When I'm reading the script having no idea that moment is coming, and all I'm reading is, like, Callie steps up and lifts her shirt, and I'm going, oh, God, oh, no.
Not again.
No, no, and then... Ben shows up and does it for me. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Well, I'm totally willing to do this. This looks fun. Then we had the Indiegogo campaign to actually fund the show. And the nice thing about Indiegogo is that even if you don't make all your money, you still get to keep whatever it is that you make. So even though they didn't get enough to fund, I think they were going for 10 episodes originally, they did get enough to fund 5 of them, which worked out perfectly because we have enough episodes to kind of do a mini season, and it leads up to Comic-Con. We're going to be able to air everything before Comic-Con. And then have, like, signings and say hi and meet people who hopefully didn't hate it the entire time. So, yeah.
That's a pretty good segue into what Comic-Con is like and what Comic-Con's all about, because that was, like, the best time I ever had in my life last year. And the girls are sick of me crapping on about it, but it really was an amazing time. From your experience, how many times have you been to Comic-Con? What is it like for people that haven't been there, and why is it such a magical place?
It's magical. It's a magical land of body odor and crowds. It's great. It's body odor and figurines everywhere. We have, it's like nerd summer camp is the best way I can describe
awesome.
It. It's amazing. It's fantastic. You get to be surrounded by a whole bunch of other people that love exactly the same thing you do and don't freak out when you freak out about some new thing that's coming out. And you can mention the most obscure thing about any show or any movie that you love, and there will be 10 people around you who know exactly what you're talking about and will be willing to debate you about it for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, and then lately, the best thing has been, I think, all of the off-site things that have happened. Such, you know, like Nerd HQ has had all those panels that you're able to buy tickets for ahead of time that all goes to charity, but you don't have to wait in line for a day and a half and possibly get pushed out into traffic. So, but you get to see these panels in a much more intimate setting. The only panel that I went to last year was the Orphan Black panel because I loved the show, and it wasn't as huge yet, and it ended up being the very first panel that they had ever done.
Because who was on the panel?
Their Comic-Con. It was Jordan Gavaris, who plays B, and it was, Paul.
The hot guy? Oh, my God, he's so
Tatiana Maslany Paul. And it was Tatiana Maslany. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was so great. It was hilarious to me because having been to Comic-Con and for a few years and seeing the, you know, Hall H, which has thousands of people there watching these things and panels up the yin-yang. And then the Nerd HQ panels maybe have 200 people. Maybe. Probably less
than
that.
And you can watch them online as well.
Yeah,
like,
which is great.
Here in Australia and stuff like that. I'd love to see Kevin Smith. I think a panel with Kevin Smith would be pretty awesome.
He basically just stands up there and talks and just answers, like, 2 questions, maybe, because each answer takes, like, 45 minutes.
Oh, that's
so great. It's amazing. It was so cool to see the Orphan Black people respond to the, just, like, 150 people in front of them being so overwhelmed. I think Tatiana, like, almost cried because we were all so excited for her. And the only thing I could think was, wow, you have a real panel later tonight for about 2,000 people. You're going to die. So, but it was really cool to see them all kind of at, like, the new stage.
Okay. So do you go to other big U.S. conventions like Dragon Con or PAX or anything else?
I have. I've been to PAX. I've been to PAX East. I did Dragon Con for the very first time last year, which was a blast. It's less panels and more drinking and costumes, so it's really fun. There were cosplayed as the Marriott carpet, which was amazing.
Oh, yes. The guy from Vulpen Props, yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny. They were fantastic. Because it's not in a convention center for Dragon Con in Atlanta. It's in 4 different hotels that are all kind of connected by, sky tunnels, basically.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so there's basically just, you kind of just stand there and people watch a lot. And my sister and I are going to cosplay there this year, which will be really fun and she's very excited about. And I'm not going to say what we are just in case something horrible happens, but it'll be fun.
with the show, do you have any input in the, the lag. Do you have any input with the script or the writing of the show?
Luckily, they are very open to... That's Geek Cred, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking.
Do you have anybody in audience?
Oh, they, I don't know if it was an actual, anyway, so yes, thankfully, there's really not a lot that I suggest, because I think the script is really funny on its own, but they're really good about letting us improv different lines for different takes. There was actually one line in an episode that I did feel strongly about, just because it kind of referenced a couple people, and the line was something like, those guys don't look like comic book fans, and I had an issue with it because I don't I don't really believe that's something Callie would say, and I don't really believe in that principle and as up it was, and so I did ask them to change it, and I think we changed it to something about them being on a Grindr date instead. So it worked out well. Awesome. They're really nice about that sort of thing. They really are supportive. But for the most part, well, the script kind of does well in of itself.
Yeah.
Just soliciting for questions if you are streaming this live, and there are a bunch of you doing that. So big hello and thank you for joining in on the show. There's a comment box underneath this, so make sure you drop in your questions for Michelle. We'll ask them in a little bit. Also, if you're on Twitter, at Geek Bombshells, where you can catch us. And, of course, we're on Facebook page as well. Actually, we had one there from Marcus Townsend. Now, I know that Marcus has been a fan of yours for a long time, Michelle.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
He got this one. We've got a bunch of questions that we had in before the show. He wants to know, did you wear your own clothes during filming, or was there an on-set wardrobe? And if there was an on-set wardrobe, did you happen to like any of it so much that you accidentally took some of it home?
Those are all my own clothes. I wore everything of mine. My wardrobe was all my own clothing. There was, for Wes's character, for Ben, all the t-shirts you see him wear are, they're his, but they were made for the show. There was one that I really liked that I really wanted in kind of a girl size, which was the like Facebook kind of thumbs up, but it has the Wolverine claws coming out of it, which I really liked. So I want that one really badly. And there was another one, I think it said Veronica Mars is my homeboy. I really want that one too. Aww. But yeah, all the clothes that I wear, unless I'm forgetting something random, are and were mine. So if we do a second season of Geek Cred, I'm just gonna need to go shopping. Damn.
Yeah.
I liked his T-Rex shirt.
Which one?
Michelle, you could totally wear a Geek Bomb shirt too.
I can. Yes.
And the T-Rex shirt that Spencer wears, I think it's the first episode.
Oh, the T-Rex. Yeah. Oh, the shirt that he lifts up. That's Ben.
Yeah,
lifts
up.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben. I love that shirt. I want one of those.
I do too, except you'd have to lift up your shirt in order to do the job.
Oh yeah,
totally you. If that's what you're going for, completely.
No. I'll put it on the back or something.
I'll probably lift it up. I'm probably like half a glass too deep and a little bit out of line saying this, but Bex, you do have your they're quite delightful.
Yeah, underneath.
So there you go.
You want to see my T-Rexes? No.
Marcus also wants you to know I'm keeping my Game of Thrones Sunday night parties going by starting with episode one on season one this Sunday. Rewatch for the win. So one episode a week will actually take them to season five.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So there's some advice. Maybe that's an idea, Michelle. Maybe we could do that. This is going to be better than True Blood.
Yeah.
Also, Taz has a question for you. This is actually a really cool question from Taz. Taz wants to know, how do you feel about being a monster card in Munchkin? Because you always beat her, and she wants to do this.
I love that card. I love Munchkin. It's such a great game, and I think we played it. You and I played it at the Geek and Sundry event, the gaming event, the tabletop event, which you had never played before. And I think, Maud, you own it now? Is that? There it is.
Yeah! It's moving my computer up. But when are we going to do Munchkin? Because it's still in its wrapping. And you know what else it's on? Because I went a little bit ballistic on Amazon, and I bought... We've got to play it. No. Maybe Marcus, I think this is what Michelle and I are going to do instead. We're going to have games nights on Sunday nights.
Yes.
I'm going to play Munchkin, it's and I'm going to awesome. Get I'm going to get destroyed.
Actually, a toss-up as to which was my prouder achievement, getting the Munchkin card, or if you signed up for Cards Against Humanity's kind of holiday present a day, 12 days of Christmas thing, they sent you a Cards Against Humanity card with your name on it. So you can play yourself as a card in Cards Against Humanity.
Really cool.
Really fun.
That's clever.
That's so cool.
That was fun. I was very excited about that.
We played those at Tazzers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had a game at Tazzers. I've never played Munchkin, and Taz helped me, which was good. And we played Cards Against Humanity. It was a really good night. Thanks, Taz.
Taz is Munchkin champion 2013, if I'm not mistaken, and she holds that title. She's great. Michelle, I've also got another question, and keep those questions coming in on Geek Bomb's Facebook and Twitter, which is at Geek Bombshells. But I've got one here specifically from Sutto. Now, Michelle, Sutto is a huge fan of yours, and when we first started Geeks Unleashed, and we were saying, who do you want on the show, every single week he has said you, and it just so happened.
Yay! Hi!
He's your number one fan.
Yeah, he's a big fan. So
not in a misery kind of way.
Just I like my ankles. I like my ankles intact.
Yeah, no, not like that. But he's a big fan.
I interviewed Kathy Bates, by the way, and I haven't seen Misery, so I don't really know what that's about, but I still gave her a hug because she looks like my mum and I cried. Long story
short.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you have to see it. You have to see it.
No, I'm good.
You've scarred your life. It'll be great.
I don't need to know about any more psychos around this part of town. Ha! So he wants to know, again, shout out to Sato. He says, since I'm going to miss today's show because he's about to be a dad again with twins. He
congratulations!
Said,
wow. Oh, my gosh!
Right.
Yay!
Amazing! So he said,
can you ask Michelle if she's ever been ostracized or missed out on a role due to her height and geeky interests? And if I can relate as well.
So how tall are you, Michelle?
You have to. I mean, Maude, you can tell me just as much. The problem is that if you don't get a role, you don't get a phone call telling you why. That would make your life a lot easier, and even though it would open them up to a lot more arguments. So I don't know for sure if I've ever lost out on a role because of my height. I know of a couple roles I've gotten because of my height, which was nice. But I think a lot of times, I mean, I'm sure I have, simply because, not so much for my height in and of itself, but because you have to worry about matching up with other actors, other girl actors, other guy actors, and, you know, unless everyone else on the show is freakishly tall, you know, call me supernatural, they don't really measure up most of the time. So
how tall are you?
I'm 5'10 and a half.
When Michelle and I go out, it is like, everybody move! Like, on day to die.
Because I wear heels. Heels are awesome.
You wear heels. I don't. I don't wear heels, but that'll change. I'm going to start wearing heels when we
I'm
hang
gonna
out.
I'm going to start making you wear heels. You're going to do it. You just have to.
I'll look like a newborn Bambi, but...
It doesn't matter.
Or do people tell you, you shouldn't wear heels, you're too tall already.
Yes, I get that a lot.
I do get that a lot. I get also, why are you wearing heels? You're already so tall. Like, that's not really why I'm wearing them. Just
is that when you say, shut up down there?
It's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. But, you know, is someone talking? There's someone below my eye line. I can't, what?
I've done that one before.
I've done that one before. Yeah.
I'd be like, what? Is someone saying? Did you, can you hear that? Can anyone hear that? No, there it is again. Sorry. I can hear something, but I don't know where they are. And they're like, fuck you, Maud.
I've definitely gotten that. I've said that. I've said the, you must be this tall to ride this ride. I've said that
one. Oh!
That's a good one.
I have not, but I will.
You have to use that one, Maud.
You have to start using that. You're welcome. Yeah, that is this from me to you, Maude.
This is why we're friends. Yeah. Awesome. I guess that kind of like with the whole auditioning and acting side of things, you are first and foremost an actress, and I want to know what is the audition circuit like really in LA? Because I don't do it, and it scares me.
It's hell. It's great. It's like doing a job without getting hired to do the job. Exactly what it's right. like. For an audition, you essentially do all of the work that you would do on set ahead of time. And then you go in and you do your best and you do it in front of you and they say, wow, that was great, or, oh my God, that's perfect, and you're exactly what we're looking for, and then you never hear from them again. And that happens over and over and over and over.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, you know, you kind of, the only ones that actually really bother you are the ones that you go in and you know you could have done a better job and you didn't for lack of preparation or you got nervous or what have you. Those are the ones that actually stick with you, and the ones where, go ahead.
Have you ever thought that you didn't do a good job and then actually got the role?
Yes, all the time. That happens all the time. It's, I can't tell you how. It's commercials especially. Commercials are the ones where you walk out of there going, oh my God, that was crap. It was the worst. It was the worst I ever did. And then you book that. It's the weirdest thing. there's absolutely no rhyme or reason. I can tell you right now, I'm sure I've lost roles because I look too much like someone, or I don't look enough like someone, or it's completely random and just completely out of your control. The only thing that happens is that if you go in and do a good job, the casting directors generally remember that and they'll keep bringing you back until you actually book something. So that does help. I mean, most of the time you're not really just auditioning for the role that you're going in for, you're auditioning for everything after that as well.
Do you ever get nervous?
Not anymore.
No.
The only times I get, and I wouldn't say it's nervous, but get worked up, are roles that I really, really, really want. I actually went in for Huntress on Arrow and got a call back. But this is when my hair was much shorter, because this was a while ago. And I think I looked a little too much. You remember that really awful show, Birds of Prey?
That was still, I look, I've got a soft spot for that show.
It was so bad. But I loved it because it was, Ashley Scott, I think was the actress's name who played Helena. But I think they were, you know, she was going for the edgy version. And if you see the girl they cast on Huntress, she was definitely more like sleek, kind of, you know, upscale mobster's daughter. And at the time, that was not me. Plus, I don't really know why these shows even bother auditioning Americans. They're just going to go Canadian.
Or Australian, which is what they did with the Huntress. She's an Aussie girl, and I have a feeling, to me, she looks exactly like this girl that we all know in Australia called Steph Bendixson, who's
on
Big Show. I got obsessed with the fact. I couldn't shake it. I was like, I know this girl. She's someone completely different. Mm-hmm. So they're doppelganger. They're two Australians. That's weird. I reckon they're separated at birth. There's a conspiracy theory there. So
with all the roles that you've love stealing everything.
There we go again. My doppelganger is Vera Farmiga, so there's something.
Yeah, I love her.
Yours is definitely Jamie Alexander. Oh, my God.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have done that.
You both walked into a room at the same time. No one would stand a chance. They'd die of a heart attack or something.
She's really nice, too. It's the worst part.
Oh, that's
she's
great.
she's a really cool person.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Out of all the roles that you've done, though, who have you been? Because I know the commercial that's kind of out at the moment, you are a girlfriend who loves the weather driving in a car.
And does this a lot. I do this and scream, and I'm very excited about being in that car. Yes. What's the question? What kind of roles do I book? Or?
Yeah, no. Have you had? So, like, if we had to line them all up, who are the many sides of Michelle?
I have been all sorts of things. I've been the girlfriend. I've been the love and the kind of relegated best friend. I've been the sarcastic best friend. I've been an assassin on three different things, which was fun. Three different times I've been an assassin. I've been the one who turns out to be the killer who you're not supposed to see coming. So that's cool. I like those the best. Those are fun. I'll keep doing those
I love
as long
villains,
as people keep hiring
so
me. Say again?
That would be fun to play.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Oh, I love villains. So, yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Villains are the most fun to play just because you kind of have to get into the, well, why would they go out and slaughter a whole bunch of cheerleaders? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be.
We've got one from Maddie here, and she's actually got a picture reference as well if you're on the Geek Bomb Twitter account. She said, I would love to know Michelle's favorite comic pairing. I love the sass of Harley and Green Arrow. But do you have a favorite comic book pairing?
Harley and Green Arrow. That's funny. I mean,
I don't know
can
if
I
see the picture?
Well,
that's probably not happening.
Only if you hold it still.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's New 52 then, isn't it? Yeah. I wouldn't say necessarily a romantic pairing. I love when they pair up girls together and it actually works out, like the Harley Poison Ivy pairing. I like stuff like that, where they don't necessarily need to be a romantic thing, although it does shade into that a little bit, but they, you know, where you have the pairings of kind of the villains and the girls. You know, you got Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley kind of all
like awesome playing. Girls.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are really.
What's your favorite comic?
The girl power stuff one is fun.
Yeah. What's your favorite comic?
I tend to go more for the kind of standalone graphic novels. So, you know, Sandman. I did like Runaways for a little while, and then my favorite one that I read all the way through was Lock and Key that just finished.
What's that?
Lock and Key is a horror comic that was written by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son, and it's illustrated. It's amazing. It's illustrated by Gabriel Rodriguez, and the thing with graphic novels for me is, you know, obviously the story has to be there, but it's a graphic novel, so if the art's not there, then it's not going to hold my interest, which is why I completely lost interest in Morning Glories. I didn't think the art was up to par, but I really loved Lock and Key, because you can go back and reread it and catch a whole bunch of things that you didn't even realize. And that actually is one of the few collections that I've ever done as a nerd, because I don't tend to collect a lot of memorabilia, like, you know, what you see behind you, sure. But that's about it. Like, there's not a whole bunch of stuff that I really collect as much, but I do collect all the keys from Lock and Key. Skeleton Crew actually makes physical keys from it, and I started collecting all those.
Wow.
So that one's my favorite.
I want to check that story out. I want to check that story out.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, can we have a little bit of a tour and see the maps that you've got? Because they're pretty cool.
You want me to pick up my laptop? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna have to unplug my laptop. So, you can see this. You can see this one because I haven't packed it up yet. Here you go. So, see, that's Westeros.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. And I'm trying to do this, and there's Essos over there. So this was made by a guy on, I think, DeviantArt. He basically took all the maps from the books and then kind of put them all together. And then, let's see. Do we have these? Oh, yeah. I need more
right
maps. I have, if you want to talk Sandman, you can see him. There's Sandman. There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Cool.
I have actually, Sandman is a graphic novel by Neil Gaiman, who I love. And that's Dream. That's Morpheus. And this was an artist that did another representation of him on DeviantArt, and so I bought the art print. And I've been begging for him to do Death, which is Dream's sister, one of the other Endless. You come back here. He did a version of it, but it wasn't the same type. It was kind of more like a line drawing, but it was also really cool, so I'm probably going to end up buying that as well.
While we're doing little tours and we're talking about favorite team-ups, the favorite thing that I've ever gotten from any of our different... Okay, so this one here. Deadpool and Harley together.
That's really cool.
The notebook. But the best part is Joker's head there, and it's raining blood on them. If that's not the best thing...
Wow.
Yeah.
There's another Harley Quinn. Where is she?
I love Deadpool. Jesus.
And then, I'm a big Nightwing fan. One day we'll see a movie with him. Yeah, who is, like, desperate to play Nightwing.
That would be really cool. He could totally pull off Nightwing. That would be really fun.
Right?
I would totally watch that.
I know. I think we need to see it. I mean, I'm... Do we go into the discussion? The new Gotham TV series that's out at the moment, I'm not sold yet. Yes, I love Arrow. Yes, I love the Flash. I'll be watching that. But there's just a little thing with the Gotham new TV show that I'm not sold.
I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen a couple trailers for it. I haven't seen the full pilot yet, although I love the girl that they got for the new Catwoman. I mean, she's insane looking.
And she looks better than Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Sorry, Anne. Yeah. Aww, Michelle Pfeiffer was the perfect. I love her. She's just not Catwoman. Michelle Pfeiffer was pretty much the perfect Catwoman for me. But anyone's better than Halle Berry. Let's be fair.
I just think that movie wasn't, like, it's, I mean, so if that was cool. Any other hero, it's just because the script and the everything was not great.
Yeah, completely.
I just watched Transformers, so I saw Transformers last night, and it was...
Oh, I'm excited to see that!
let me tell you really, really quickly that I cannot look any of you in the eyes and recommend this movie to you.
Oh, no, we're going today.
Wait, which movie? What movie?
Transformers for the Age of Extinction.
Yeah, but we're
what
really...
What about Grimlock? Was Grimlock good?
Do you want me to spoil it a little bit for you or not really?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I don't know about everyone at home. But let's watch it.
It's not really a spoiling at all. Okay. It won't wreck anything. Grimlock has one line. And I was really upset about that. They did not exploit.
That's where I'm going!
The movie goes to 2 hours and 45 minutes, Specs. Take your husband because you will need to be held after.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've got another question here really, really quickly. I'm just going to find it. There's a lot of talk about Firefly, which is why I love you guys for following us. Sandy says a big hello.
Hi. Hi, Sandy.
Big hello from Sandy. She's a big fan.
What are the questions about Firefly? I'm curious.
Oh, I was wearing a Firefly shirt and something, and they're just like, they're a bit excited about it.
As they should be.
Oh, here we go. Blank, who is at Alphrabot, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but there you go, says, hey, Michelle, are you no longer on Team Unicorn? Is Alison Hayslip doing it instead?
Yes. The short answer to that question is yes. I am no longer with Team Unicorn. We parted ways last year at some point. And then this was, you know, when the pilot for Adult Swim, which is going to be on Cartoon Network, hopefully, if it gets picked up, it was kind of already in the works and in development, so I'm still a creator on that show, but I will no longer be on it. Allison Hayslip took over as Blue Unicorn. They got kind of like a minor costume redesign. I should put up my old costume on eBay. It'd be awesome. As far as I'm aware, what's happening with it right now, and I think I can talk about it, yeah, because Deadline mentioned this, it's going to be part live action and part animated, which is why Jane Lynch and Alan Tudyk are coming on to do voices, and Tara Strong as well, who I love.
Oh, I love Tara Strong. She's one of my favorite voice actresses. Oh.
Me too. So I'm super excited that they've got all that voice talent coming on. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But right now, it's at just the pilot stage still. As far as I'm aware, the pilot is not completely finished yet. And then once it is, you know how it goes. You really just don't know what's going to happen after that. But Seth and Matt's production company is co-producing it along with Team Unicorn, and we'll see how it goes. I hope it goes forward because, that'd be awesome.
When did it all start? How long ago did that all kick off?
2010 is when we all kind of officially came together. They were all friends before I kind of became friends with them. They all knew each other. You know, Claire and Riley knew each other from working at bars. Riley and Mylin knew each other from working at bars. And so they introduced them. I got brought in. I think we were all bowling. That's how I got introduced to Mylin. And then Mylin and I went to the beach, and we heard a Katy Perry song. And she said, we should do a song about geeky girls. And I said, okay, that sounds awesome. So, and then it went on, and I was like, geeky gamer girls. And we kind of went on from there. So made lyrics, brought in Claire and Riley, all of us right around the same time were cosplaying as Sailor Scouts at Comic-Con all together for the very first time, which was amazing. If you ever want to do a costume at Comic-Con and you want to get stopped literally every 5 seconds, do a group costume. That's all it takes. So that was really fun. And then it kind of went on from there. But the pilot for Adult Swim has been in the works for a little while now. Oh.
Yeah, right.
I'd love to be a cartoon character. I think it'd be awesome.
It's pretty fun.
Just throwing it out there. Everyone said like an annoying voice, like a cartoon character. So hey.
I think it's hilarious. Allison has always had short hair, but I think it's hilarious. She has like the same hairstyle that I have before. So my joke about it is that, you know, I grew my hair out. I can obviously no longer be part of the show. Yeah. That was it. I grew my hair. So Allison's amazing. I've known Allison for a couple years now as well, and you know, obviously I think I knew her while she was still doing Attack of the Show. And it's one of those things where you just kind of keep running into everybody at various parties. So I've known her for a while now. Allison's awesome. I can't think of a better person to bring on for the show. So
yay.
So we're all going to be at Comic-Con. Let's just talk about what we're going to be busy with for the next few sort of months here. Got Geek Cred. We're going to play out that. It's going to lead up to Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. Where can we see it all, hear it all, get more from you?
Okay. Geek Cred, you can always find geekcredseries.com. Also on YouTube/GeekCredSeries. Those are the two main places. They're going to have new episodes up every Wednesday up until Comic-Con itself. And then at Comic-Con, we will be doing a signing at the California Brown Coats booth. They're nice enough to host us, which is amazing because I love them. They're so shiny. And yeah, we'll see what happens after that. I know the hope right now is to shop it as kind of a pitch to Hulu, Netflix, whatever places, and hopefully keep it going. But right now, yeah, we just have the 5 episodes that are coming out, and I'm excited. I think two have come out already, and we'll see what happens on the third one.
And to finish things off, we got a question in from Trent, and Trent wants to know, what is the best and worst superpower that one could have?
Let's see. Best superpower. I always say teleportation. That's my favorite. I like the idea of bamfing from place to place. Love it. The worst superpower. I think the worst superpower would be to know what everyone around you is thinking. I know that's like it is a technical superpower, but I think that would be the worst. I don't want to know what everyone around me is actually thinking at any given moment. I think it would be overwhelming and horrible for you.
Like walking around with a YouTube comment box underneath that everyone's just tapping in front of you.
I would kill myself within a week. I would shut myself in and let my fingernails grow and start bottling my own urine, you know, like you do.
That's not what I... Netflix would buy you at least 3 months of watching before you'd have to grow your nails and body. And again... I'm drinking green juice, so, I mean, I'm one step away from it, aren't I?
Yeah.
Surely.
How long are your fingernails, Maud?
I got them done today, if that means anything. They're not that long, though.
Well, they're cute.
But they just have an awesome tunnel. We have run out of time. That is our hour. If you are streaming right now, don't be upset. This will be available on YouTube pretty much within moments from start to finish. If you've got any other questions, do comment below because Michelle could be coming back in a week or so, maybe reading some comments and answering them if we've missed out on that. Right, Michelle?
Yay! Shit! There's strings attached. Oh, am I asking for a swear?
No, that's why I've got my glass of whiskey here. You may have noticed during the stream. And if you are a diehard and you'd like to watch the stream back and count how many times I swore, let me know, because I'll drink to it. I have a bad habit of doing that, don't I, Michelle? Every time it's like, all right, what can we drink to tonight in Game of Thrones? We see tits, we drink. Jon Snow knows nothing, I will drink.
You say bad habit, but I consider that necessary.
In my defense, I am Australian, and this is a stormtrooper on my cup, and I just think that it, for the greater good, for his family.
There we go. Here.
On the desk. Yeah. Are we having a mug?
Oh, I love it. The motto is love.
Oh, so cool. There you go. There you go.
Put 4 geeks together, and what do you get?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Spider-Man, Iron Man.
Yay.
I've got the gang.
I have nothing. No, I just have a boring life.
But you have a Stargate sweatshirt on. That's okay.
I do. No, I have plenty of geeky stuff around me, just no mugs.
That's fair. Oh, wait. I will give a shout-out to anyone who can kind of guess what my T-shirt's from, though. I'll be very, very surprised and excited if anyone knows what the hell this is. And in the meantime, it's just, hey, here are my boobs. What up?
Hey, my T-Rexes! Back cleavage. Nope.
It is back cleavage.
Here, wait. I feel this is odd. I feel this should be my new profile picture. Just
yes. There's gonna be like a million screenshots happening as we.
That's
talk.
It. Yeah. You're welcome, America. And beyond.
I don't have anything, but I've got. That's all. I mean, I've also had a glass of whiskey, so we're not going to continue this conversation. This has been Geeks Unleashed. Make sure that if you like what you see, you press the like button. If you're not subscribing, shame on you, and I'll drink to you, but if you press subscribe. So subscribe to us. We do this every single week, so make sure you tune back in next week. If you've got any recommendations, any comments, anything, we are at Geek Bombshells on Twitter. We are facebook.com/geekbomb, and we are your family, so let's hug it out.
Sorry. This is getting awkward, isn't it? Is this awkward
for scary. Me? What am I doing?
This is Geek Bomb, and ladies, take it out.
The bomb has been...
dropped!
That'll do.
Boom! I feel like I should do something.